Welcome to Raising Your Spirits. Our hope is to help you make positive changes by providing guided messages from Spirit. Tuning forks, crystals, and distance healing are how we pass those messages from Spirit to you. Sit back, relax, and enjoy your vibrational growth with us. Your host for this version of Raising Your Spirits, Tony Ginnis.
Discovery. Wanted to talk a little bit about what discovery is and to find out how we can mesh everything together so we can get some perspective on how we're doing. I want you to take out a pad of paper or just get a paper and a pen, and I just want you to write down some of the things that you discovered over this last year. I mean, when this year started, you know, we had certain goals, certain aspirations, certain things that we wanted to do. And now that a year has gone by, have you discovered anything about yourself? Some people might have discovered that they're maybe stronger than they thought they were. They had to go through something that they didn't think they could, but they did. What else have you discovered about yourself? Maybe something about your community. You've discovered that the community comes together, or they don't really care much. Discovered something about your kids, about the people around you. You know, like all kinds of things that over the last year you have discovered. You have found out about something. Okay, what have you discovered a little bit about what happens over the last year? Okay. Now, when we look at that, are you surprised with some of the things that you've had to go through, that you've survived, that you've been able to make this work, that you've had I've accomplished a number of things. And was it a surprise for you? Sometimes the biggest surprise might be, let's say you're afraid of public speaking and you had to make a speech, maybe at a wedding or make a speech in some kind of an event, and you did it. Did that surprise you? You were able to do that. When we look at the actual word discovery, it is a human word, actually. It was made up. This human word of discovery is really means what I believe and what I see right now. How do I see something? I've discovered something. Because there's a big difference between discovering something and the truth. I want to explain that a little bit. So what I mean by that is when we talk about discovery, and what it means, it really isn't the truth. It is the truth what it is for you right now. I'll give you an example. There was a time in our human history that people thought the world was flat. And at the time, hundreds of years ago, it was really difficult to convince sailors to go on expeditions on these ships to discover new lands and new continents and so on, because they actually thought that they would sail to such a certain point, and because the earth is flat, would fall off the other end. And it was a real thing. So when we discovered that the earth was round, everything changed. But for millions of years, the earth has always been round. So the truth is that it was always round. It's been round from many, many millions of years ago. And over a few hundred years ago, we discovered that the earth is not flat, it is round. The same is we discovered America. We hear that in some of the notes and articles, how America was discovered. But America was always there. It was a plot of land on this earth. It was always there. And at one point, it actually shifted. The polar ice caps and various things actually shifted various things. But the land itself has always been there. And so when, just to sort of impress upon you that when we are in this mode of discovery, it's not exactly the truth. It is the truth at the time. And I think all of us can pretty much agree that when we are searching for someone or searching for something, we're looking for the real truth, the truth about something. Because that never changes. The truth about the earth has always been around. There was also a time where we looked at, going back again, probably about 300 years ago, when doctors used to have surgery with patients, either delivering babies or whatever, and they would go from basically one patient to the next, and they would never wash their hands. Because the belief is that they didn't have the concept of bacteria. They knew viruses by that point because of the plague and so on, but they didn't understand what bacteria was all about. So doctors were literally going from one patient to the next, and it would do autopsies in some cases to delivering a child, and then wonder why there's some problems afterwards. They just thought it was nature, the way it was. And it was one doctor, but he was a doctor that realized that washing hands would take off this bacteria, and then you could safely be able to work on a patient. And the medical community at the time laughed at him. They said, that is silly. They talked to them about the concept of bacteria, and they said, how can something so small hurt us? We're so much bigger, was the rebuttal to that. But it took him years. It was like 50 years or more before it was actually seen and proven that they now discovered that washing hands is a benefit. He actually died because when he was sick and they had to do an operation, that doctor did not wash his hands and he ended up perishing. So sort of an ironic scene. And shortly after that, they realized we do need to wash our hands. Now, if you have surgery, you have to have different clothes, you scrub up, and on top of the scrubbing, you're wearing gloves. Like, it's ultra clean because they discovered that it has great benefit. But all Spirit is saying is bacteria has always been a problem. It's just now that we're working with the body, then it is a big thing. Various cultures never did do surgery. They always had sort of a doctor, a spirit doctor in the village, a medicine man, medicine woman. There was always somebody spiritual, and they would do a lot of things spiritually through herbs and smoke and that kind of thing that would do it. So they didn't have to worry about bacteria because they didn't have to go inside the body. They didn't really believe in that. But once our culture, our Western culture, or different cultures figured we have to actually go into the body. And of course, when delivering a baby is a large one, they realize that we need to do that in a certain way to make sure that the baby is safe and the mother is safe. So it is that discovery part. So we're looking for the truth, not just the truth in us or in our present time, but the real truth, because the truth never changes. What is it that we are doing when we are figuring out how strong we are? And at the very beginning, we asked to make a list of some of the things that you've discovered with yourself over the last year. Maybe you're better at public speaking than you were. Maybe you're a better singer than you were a year ago. Maybe you're a better songwriter. Maybe you're a better artist. Maybe you're a better mother, so on and so on. But realize that if you discovered that something new has come up for you, I want you to also look at the fact that maybe I knew this all along and only now am I discovering it. In other words, maybe I have been a good person this whole time. Maybe I could public speak this whole time. But whatever series of events that took me, that I was what? Fearful that they would ridicule me, or be fearful that they would start stammering at whatever it is that when you're talking, you're stuttering and you figure you have nothing to say. I had one of my doctors, he had a really bad stutter. When he wanted to say something, I would sometimes have to wait for 10 seconds or something before he got it all out. And it's okay, because I understand. I've been going through that my life as well. But he was such a wise man. And I said, the way you speak, you know, his name was Dr. Irani, then the way you speak is very inspiring. I love the tone of your voice. He says, oh, I know so much. I've gone through many, many years of training and psychology and doctorate. And he started to explain a little bit of the training he's had and some of the experiences he's had. I says, you got to be in front of people to talk to other people. He said, no, I'm not a good speaker because I stutter. And when I looked at that, it is the fear that he had that, and the truth is, he was a very connected man. In terms of, because he knew that if he was going to prescribe drugs to me, he would explain to me, Tony, you know, I know you're a natural person and I know you don't like medication, but look at it this way. The symptoms you have and the medical things that you're going through isn't natural. A lot of the things have been done through foods that we eat and so on. And some of the stresses that you're going through, we didn't have that 50, 60, 70 years ago. It was pretty much laid back about 70 years ago. And there's so much pressure to perform more. There's so much pressure to do more. And that's what's creating some of the symptoms that you're going through. So what you're going through is unnatural. Would you agree? I said, yeah, I can see that. So we have to bring in some things from perhaps that's not natural, like a blood pressure medication or some other medication to help you along the way. It doesn't mean you're going to be on it forever, but it just means it'll buy you time until your body can reset itself and then you can go back to where you were because there are foods that can take care of high blood pressure. Yes, and there are other things that can take care of other symptoms that you're going through. And I says, yeah, that makes sense. He says, so this is temporary. And he was brilliant the way he explained it to me. I says, okay. I says, you need to talk to other people. And he says, I just can't. And so I always wondered that of all the things that are true for you, that you are an amazing person, you are strong, you are, and there's a whole list of things I could tell you about who you are. But it is your perception and the fear that is holding it back. So you don't discover anything new. It's the same thing. Oh, I've always been afraid of public speaking, or I've always been afraid to go into my own business. I've always been afraid, and so on. And it is that fear. When we talk about fear, we know it's a low energy. We get that. Low in terms of performance. In other words, if you have enough fear into something, you won't even start. So it's a low energy and everything else is telling you to move forward. Let's go. Let's do this. But it's that fear. What if I make a fool of myself? What if? So when we take a deep breath, we figured that's what's keeping us from discovering more things about ourselves. But when we discover it and we said, oh, wow, I knew I could do this. You're right. You can do this. But when we get past that fear, and some of us are just dealing with things that are just in this life. If our parents didn't treat us very well, if our teachers didn't do what they said they did, or the coaches or the counselors, I mean, we could have a whole list of excuses of all the people in your life that perhaps stuck a stick in your spokes, as they call it, you know, when they do that. It's always about undermining you. We can always do that. And I think all of us in some way have experienced people that don't really want the best for us. These are the same people that says you'll never amount to something, that you'll never be a great business person, you'll never be a lawyer, you'll never be a doctor, you'll never be because it's just too hard. And those people aren't to be blamed because all of it has to do with how you are deciphering those messages that you're getting. And is it feeling like it's true for you? Does it feel like it's true? Someone says, and it's such a blanket remark, I heard this number of months ago from a client, when someone says that because I can't play ball, and I was like 6 or 7 years old at the time, because I can't throw a ball or I can't play baseball, you will never amount to anything. You can't throw a ball, then you're useless in anything. Somebody said this, and I would say maybe over a 10-second period, that remark came out, but that person played it in their head thousands of times. Over the years, I'm not going to amount to anything. And it's always about the fear that maybe that person is right. But then, you know, they try it, they go beyond the fear, and they accomplish something. Oh, that worked. Oh, that worked, and something else. And it sort of mushroomed. And then they got hooked up with people that are very, very positive, very encouraging, that tell you, you can do this. It's not that difficult. And even if it is that difficult, so what? It is worth the trip. It is worth the time. You talk to any gold medalist. Was it worth it to get that gold medal? Wasn't easy, but was it worth it? They're not only in the history books, but at the same time, they looked at a goal that they have to be the number one person in the world at that time. Now, this is another thing. When somebody wins a gold medal, the Spirit is saying, they won that gold medal at that time. If they waited another day, it might be different, right? But that's not the way the Olympics work. And they, you know, they got to win it 5 times in a row to make sure that you are the winner. You just got to win it once. So at that moment, at that time, you discovered that you are an Olympic gold medalist. But what was the truth? You've always been that good. You only found a way to bring it out. The Spirit says when we are born, they don't give you another shot of potential into your energy. You're born the way you're born. Nothing changes. Nothing comes out. Nothing goes in. You are the way you are. So as you're accomplishing these amazing things, I want you to know that you've always been able to do that. It's just that when you ask yourself, what was it that brought me to that point that I could go even further and accomplish things I didn't think I could accomplish? And I did it. What potential really is how far can you go in not letting people mislead you? And it doesn't matter what they say, does it feel like it's the truth? Because the truth never changes. You never change. You are the truth about something. You feel strongly about the environment. You feel strongly about animals. You feel strongly about all various things in your life. And that will never change. But you've always been that way. You've always been that. It's only coming out in certain ways. The things that you can accomplish, you could accomplish from day one. So Spirit wanted to really hone in on this particular part of potential, this discovery energy, that as you discover things about yourself and how great you are, you've always been able to do it. It's just that now, right this moment, you're able to see that you can do that. And when you can see you can do that, you can also do more. You can say, well, if I could do this, I think this other goal, which seems out of reach, I think I can do that too. And then you accomplish that and you discover you can do that. When we start seeing and discovering more things about ourselves that we can accomplish and realize that we've always been able to do this, this is the truth of who we are as human beings. Our ability to be able to connect to Spirit and be able to understand, okay, this is what you need to do now. This is what you need to do now. And every time we ask the question, I'm at my limit. I'm at the end of my rope. I can't go any further. Then Spirit says, yes, you can. And this comes up often when I have a client that, let's say, has been abused. And I want to use this example because some people will say, well, if I get abused in a relationship, I am gone. I will not have the energy to take that kind of mental, spiritual, physical, emotional abuse, whatever abuse it was, for longer than a year or two. Yet some people are tolerating it for decades. And after they leave, they say, I don't know why I waited so long. But I think the important part is, yes, you can do it. One of the things that Tony Robbins said in one of his talks was, some people say that I have to create a super business that it performs very well. And there's no way that I could go through 10 years of just lagging and not being able to accomplish this goal. And then Tony right away says, oh, yes, you can. You'll be able to wait 10, 20, even 30 years. It won't be nice, but you can do it. And it's only when we realize that, do we have to wait that long? Why don't we just do it? When we discover something, our energy changes. And when it changes, that's when we get more focused. One of the things I really wanted to impress upon you is that when we look at the mind, the wandering mind is what's being said. The wandering mind is an unhappy mind. A wandering mind will want to do everything. It wants to be able to be the best in everything, and then they're really not very good in anything. There's no focus. They're like all over the place. If they get into, let's say, a business, they want to do 40 things all at the same time because one of them maybe will hit and they'll be able to make it work. Or the person that, the jack of all trades, master of none, that's where that comes from. When we look at what it is that we focus on, that usually is the same thing that actually starts thriving. The focused mind is a happy mind because you're focusing all your energy on one thing and there's a happiness there because there's that intensity of energy. But when you have to spread your energy so thin with so many different things, you're not really doing anything great. Somebody once said that if you can do just one thing in your life that is absolutely incredible and you shoot it out of the park, you'll be a success. Just choose one thing and you'd be a success. And yet so many people try different things and they spread themselves very thin. In the discovery, we realize that some of the things that we are trying is not working. It's okay. If you're focused enough that you want to find something, in the beginning years, that's okay. Because it is all about experimentation. It's all about finding in ourselves what feels right. Sometimes we don't even know what we feel, but we just move anyway. And when we catch it, we have an emotional reaction. And in that is where we start to find, oh, if I focus on singing, or if I focus on doing speaking, or if I focus on trying to get businesses to improve as a coach, or if I look at how I could be a better mom, or whatever it is that you're getting that you are good at, and you focus on it, one thing, you'll do okay. But the wandering mind is an unhappy mind usually. So you can usually detect this when a person opens up a business and they want to sell donuts, guitars, gas, and canoes. You know, they're like, they're not sure what to do. So they do everything. I remember this one story years ago that there was a sign at the cash. It's a convenience store, so they sell the normal things, you know, all the things that convenience stores sell. But at the same time, he's also, if you have something you want to sell, just let me know and I'll try and sell it for you. It doesn't matter what it is, a car, canoe, roller skates, anything. So it's almost like a Kijiji at the store. And he says, for a price. When you're thinking everything, what is everything? I can't even fathom everything. But if you would have said one specific thing, if you have a vintage car between the years of 1940 and 1955, let me know. That's focus. But nobody knows what everything is. So when you start discovering what it is that turns you on, what it is that really cranks forward, and something comes out of it, your energy changes. And every time it changes, it narrows down a little bit. It gets more and more focused. That's really what this is all about, is we want to get you focused. Look at one particular goal, choose the thing that you absolutely love to do, and let's move forward with that. Okay? In this meditation, I want you to think about something specific that you've discovered about yourself this year, over the last 12 months, when this year started, over the last year, and we looked ahead as what you wanted to accomplish personally, through your business, through your career, whatever it is, there was one thing that will stand out. Like this year, I had a new niece. Or this year, I had a brand new realization of where my business is going. Or this year, I realized I can swim. I had an elderly person that finally went to say, you know, all my life, I never could swim. And so I just, you know what? I just said, enough of this. I'm in my 70s and I still can't. This is not right. And they signed up for a swimming class. I think that was awesome. That's a huge milestone. They discovered that maybe it's possible that they could swim. And it doesn't matter how much time has gone by. The point is they've discovered something about themselves. So I want you to choose something you've discovered about yourself and then realize that this has always been there. You've always been able to accomplish this. And then whatever the next thought is for you. So the meditation will sort of open up various energies. And the tuning forks in the background are basically will help you bring in pictures. It will bring in messages if you're not a visual person. But it'll bring in just some little mini epiphanies. Some might see it as something larger. But the idea is it nudges you to bring in that little bit of additional insight from you. If I could do this, what else am I able to accomplish? And let's see what your energies say. Okay, I want you to get comfortable in a chair, or if you want to sit down on a recliner or on a futon or just on a sofa, as long as you can hear the sounds, okay? I want you to take a deep breath. Today, we're vibrating to the color of red. Red is basically a survival root chakra color. It is tribal. It is something that right in your energy. When you are born in a village, it's like you are born in that village because in non-physical point, you wanted to be in that village because that would be your highest potential of growth, whatever that means. And you wanted to be there. So it is a tribal energy. Okay, I want you to breathe in the color red, fire engine red. Corvette red, or is I had one the other day, Mazda. You know the Mazda red color, that candy apple? Yeah, breathe in that as red as you can, and then breathe out the color red, and see if anything is in there. Now, if you're pretty sensitive, you'll see maybe little bits of black or gray that's coming out of there, but it's just that whole breathing. You breathe in the color red, so be in a meadow that has poppies or red roses or whatever it is that you can envision that has spores of red in the air, and you're breathing that red energy in. And it's going right down to your root chakra, which is your legs and your lower extremities. And you just fill that whole area with this beautiful red color. All right. As the sounds are coming in, I want you to bring in that thought of something that you discovered about yourself this year, over the last 12 months, and that you've attained. And let's see where it goes with it, okay? All right.
Thank you for listening, and hope to see you again tomorrow for another meditation to keep your energy and your vibration high. So until next time, namaste. Hey there. If you like this show, I want you to text someone right now that you think needs to hear this episode. If they are going through a tough time and they need some inspiration, let them know by sending them a link to this podcast. Let me know how it goes to see if it helped them. All the best.